Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Both Sumner and Robertson counties are under a flash flood warning until 5:20, according to the National Weather Service. Tomorrow is the deadline for people hit by Winter Storm Fern to apply for aid from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. As WPLN's Daniel Potter reports, officials have already approved applications for some $36 million in individual assistance.
When January's brutal ice storm knocked out power to hundreds of thousands and temperatures held well below freezing for days on end, a lot of people left home. Some had to stay in hotels for more than a week, racking up hefty bills. Others had to pay for home repairs, say due to falling branches, or maybe medical bills from getting hurt. If that's you, it might be worth applying ahead of Wednesday's deadline. FEMA says so far it's approved more than 16,000 applications. That's a 50% increase in just the last 4 weeks. Daniel Potter, WPLN News.
The website to apply is disasterassistance.gov, and the deadline is tomorrow. Sick and disabled kids in Tennessee could lose access to life-saving health care due to a new state requirement to verify their immigration statuses and report those findings to the federal government. The Children's Special Services Program is a form of last resort public health insurance for children with life-threatening and terminal illnesses and disabilities. The Tennessee Lookout reports the program has provided support for families who have no other coverage, regardless of immigration status, for decades. As soon as this week, the Tennessee Justice Center says the state will announce a new policy requiring the public health departments to verify immigration status as a new condition for receiving benefits. It's unclear whether undocumented children will automatically lose coverage or be reported to immigration authorities. But Michelle Johnson, the executive director of TJC, says the result will be the same, the loss of access to care and almost certain death. Johnson says her organization expects to file a lawsuit over the policy when they find a family willing to join as plaintiffs, but that's a challenge. Many fear joining a lawsuit could make them a target. In Middle Tennessee, the change could affect ongoing care for about 100 sick and disabled children without legal status, according to the Metro Public Health Department. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.